enough. It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Live all up in your ear holes. Hey, it's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. 833-563-2539. I am looking for the first caller of the day. I would like to talk to you. I got producer Porkchop standing on by to say hi and get you on the radio. Let me know what's going on with you. What are you up to this morning? 833-563-2539. I want to warm these phones up and make sure the lines are working. We have got a busy show today. On the way, Friday Fun Facts, Joe's Need to Know News. We have a new segment we're debuting today. I'm going to give you a little preview of it. I don't want you to get too excited, but it's something called
Live Sports Minute.
Ooh, what does that even mean? Is it a minute? Is it longer? We'll find out. Coming up here on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Also, being a Friday means we got to get freaky. Freak Show Friday is on the way. Producer Porkchop has a relationship update. Could it be what we've been thinking about for a long time? We will certainly find out about that. That being said, let's go to the man that we speak of. I assume I know what you need.
Yes.
Is this what you need? How was your day yesterday?
It was really good. So, well, actually, that's a lie. It was terrible.
Really?
Yeah. We did the worst we've ever done.
Aw, dude.
I will say the place was packed. There was a ton of teams there. And we did the worst we've ever done, which was 16th place.
Oh, my God.
All right. For now on, do not ever tell anybody you're affiliated with the show or the station.
And I will say, too, it seemed like every answer I gave was the opposite answer. Like, one question was, name four states that are considered in the South. I said Texas and Florida. They had South Carolina and Georgia up there.
I would have went with those two over your answer, too.
What? Did Texas? Come on. No. Houston, you hear me? You're the South.
It is. Of course, it's in the South, but I think what they're talking about, like, the South, I would have not went with that.
Whatever.
I would have went like more east south, like southeast.
Yeah, that's what they did.
I think that maybe you needed this. Maybe you needed to be a little humbled because you can be a little bit of a know-it-all sometimes.
Well, something crazy happened. Thanks. I went to the bathroom, and then when I came out, there was like this huge long table of seven people, and I heard one of them like, Porkchop, and I'm like, hey, like, who are you? And they're like, oh, we always hear you talk about Family Feud trivia, so you all came out, and they all came out, and they're like, we got fourth place, and I'm like,
oh,
like, seriously, right. Screw you. Her name was Andrea and all of her friends, so thanks for coming out. That was fun. But one other thing I wanted to mention, I saw on Lenny's Instagram last night. It was absolutely crazy. Lenny, explain to everyone what I saw on your Instagram story last night.
Okay, so you know about the VR games. You've seen those videos, right?
Like virtual reality?
Yeah, where you put the mask on and everything.
Yeah.
Well, I got invited to a VR arcade in Houston. It's in Jersey Village. And, dude, it was insane. I was shooting zombie strippers. I had a freaking... I brought a sales guy out with me, Corey. And we were on teams. And so, like, there was this final level that they let us do, and that we were, like, hiding in this house, and, like, 100 zombies were running in, and I was throwing grenades, and I had two guns, and I was like,
that's crazy.
And it was, like, next level. I thought I was in it.
How can someone see it? What's your Instagram handle?
LENNYBRI.
Okay.
Now, does this virtual reality place have those other videos?
Oh, dude, they have everything. They have like 40 games.
But no, you know, like, do they have those? You know, like, that's what I'm wondering about.
They would have to clean up the remotes.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Bring your own remote.
Disgusting.
Bring your own goggles. Okay. I just wondering. Oh, that's cool, Lenny. All right. Live the Web Girl, how was your day yesterday?
It was good. I went to the gym and then I had work yesterday. Oh my gosh. Also, I went out to lunch by myself, which I don't think that's weird. But my boyfriend thinks that's so weird that I will like go to a restaurant and just sit by myself and have a meal by myself. Like, he does not do that. And I decided to sit outside because, you know, like, I didn't want to like take up an entire table inside for
just
myself.
Excuse me while I take up this booth.
Right. Like, their tables are so big at the place that I went to. So I decided to sit outside. It was so hot yesterday. And I'm so mad. When I first went outside, it was cloudy, so it was like shaded. And then all of a sudden, of course, right when I get out there, the clouds go away and the sun comes out and I sweat dripping down from my face. I could barely see because I didn't have sunglasses and it was so bright and I was like sweating trying to eat my food as quickly as possible just so I could get into my car back in the AC. It was a bad mistake on my part.
Hey, you know what though? Good for you for going out there. You are a weirdo, but that's not weird eating alone. I want people to go to our Instagram, Radio Now AM Show, and you can follow all of us on there. If you want to find mine too, it's just Joe Pesh Radio, but I'm going to put it up right now in our story. You ever do one of those comparisons to like what it looks like when they present it and what it actually turns out to be?
Yes.
Like an item? Now, this isn't something I picked up. It's something I made. My wife got one of these like delivery services just like for free through work this week. We had a couple of meals. It tasted decent, but it looked like a dog puked. So, but I want you to go see it. I'm going to put it up in just 1 second on our Instagram, Radio Now AM Show. Let's say good morning. I love these early people calling in at 833-563-2539. Ryan, good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
What are you up to?
Heading to work, man. Going to kill bugs.
Oh, what do you do? You're an
exterminator.
I almost said inspector.
Exterminator.
All right, cool. What's the worst bug? The one that, like,
no, I can't.
The one that, like,
Live
the web
it.
Girl.
No, stop, Joe. Live. Do not do
cockroaches.
It. What'd he say?
He said the cockroaches.
Oh, yeah. I took my headphones off, so now I can't hear you. I'm sorry, caller, but Joe is torturing me.
His name is Ryan.
Ryan, I'm so sorry.
All right, Ryan. Well, we're going to make sure we have your information so when Liv gets those cockroaches back.
No, he can come exterminate
you
them.
You don't want him to help you?
I am moving out of that cockroach-ridden place.
Oh, you don't think that they're going to go with you? Maybe
no.
It's the person that brought the cockroaches on. Ryan, thank you for calling in. You have a great day. We appreciate you being the first caller today. Let's go to Chelsea. She has the honor of the second caller of the day. That's a pretty big title.
Yeah, I'm very honored, Joe. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, what are you up to today?
I'm actually traveling north to the Chicagoland area, so I'm actually getting ready to lose signal with you guys. I was pretty sad this morning.
Man.
You were, like, cutting in and out.
But I know
a lot of you guys can respect the two-work hustle, so working this weekend, two different jobs, you know.
You got that right, girl.
Absolutely. Totally get that. Don't forget, though, you can listen to us on the Radio Now app if you download it.
Yeah.
And they said they get the podcast out for me, so I will have to check it out when we get to the hotel later today.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that cut out.
No, he's messing with you. He's messing with you.
Can you hear us?
It sounds a little bit like that.
bye. Okay, thank you, Chelsea.
Thank you.
You have a good one. There we go. I liked it. We need to relax a little bit. I feel like I did a little warm-up this morning. The phones do work. All right, cool. You ever want to call in 833-563-2539?
Oh, I love trash. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Kirsten Dunst was on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert when she was asked about what it was like to work with Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt at such a young age in the movie Interview with the Vampire.
Did you realize what a big deal they were or what sort of like a cultural little splash this movie made?
I did, but I was also very innocent. Like, I watched Tom and I feel like I watched Brad in A River Runs Through. Brad was in A River Runs Through It. Tom was in Far and Away, which I loved. So I was more like romantic fans, you know, and like not like in a, they treated me like a little sister.
Sure.
It was very sweet. I was a very innocent, you know, 12-year-old. I was just like doing my job and they were very sweet to me.
Halsey's boyfriend, Young Blood, discussed his sexuality in Attitude magazine, saying, "I am more straight, but if I walked down the street and met a bloke tomorrow or trans person, you never know." The 22-year-old rock star says, "It's about connection. I am very fluid about it." He also is challenging traditional sexual and gender norms with fashion. He says, "That's why I wear a dress on stage. We've been brought up with such boundaries. Women wear a dress. Man sees woman's curves. You can make a baby. Western civilization put women in dresses and men in trousers. Before that, in medieval times, everyone wore a dress. I love all of this.
Wait, hold on a second. You're telling me back in the day I would have been wearing a dress?
Yes, Joseph.
I'm sorry. Would have been. No, like you're saying like if I would have been wearing like a skirt. No, that's like a kilt. I would have been wearing a kilt.
No. Are you Irish?
I think I'm part Irish. I don't know. That ancestry stuff is still getting updated. I thought I was Polish, and now I might be more Hungarian, which is nearby.
Hey, okay. I'm Polish and Hungarian.
I'm Hungarian. Right. I never know other
what
Hungarians.
What if we're actually long-lost siblings, and that's why we fight
oh
so much?
Oh, my gosh!
Mom, Dad.
That's so funny.
Halsey and Youngblood have been official since January. Former NASCAR star Dale Earnhardt Jr., his wife, and his daughter were all hospitalized after their plane crash in Tennessee yesterday afternoon. Two pilots and the family dog were also on board the flight. It's confirmed through Dale's sister that all three are safe and were released from the hospital last night. The plane, which belongs to Dale and his race team, ran off the end of the runway and caught fire. An investigation is currently underway, and the National Transportation Safety Board is expected to determine a cause of the crash.
It was pretty insane seeing the pictures. It's like, wow. You're lucky.
Yes, there's videos too, and it's just crazy to see. I can't believe they're already out of the hospital, but that's amazing. There could be, hold on, get ready for this, a Justin Timberlake and Lizzo collaboration Ooh. Happening soon.
Oh my gosh!
I know!
Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh!
What's some Skittles?
This is gonna be great!
Back in June.
Please don't play!
Back in June. I guess she is a basic B.
You could have had a Justin Bieber!
Back in June, Lizzo hinted at the possibility, saying Justin Timberlake, he's trying to make music. I was like, boy, stop.
Wait. Justin Timberlake or Justin Bieber?
Justin Timberlake.
Oh, I thought it was Bieber.
No,
my bad.
Justin Timberlake. Yesterday, Timberlake tweeted out a video of him and Lizzo together in a studio with the caption, at Lizzo Flames BRB. There's no word yet if the song will be released, but we can only hope.
Would you rather have me do a collab with Bieber or Timberlake? Be honest.
Okay, that is enough. Your Lizzo impression is really run dry.
I don't know. I think I'm pretty dead on.
I think mine is good.
Well, coming up in the next garbage, believe it or not, John Travolta does a hysterical impression that will definitely have you laughing. That's coming up in an hour in the next garbage.
Live the web girl with the garbage this morning. Thank you. All right, poor chap, let's hear your Lizzo. Can you help tease that coming up in less than 10 minutes? We got the Friday fun facts here on the show.
In your Lizzo voice.
Yeah.
Coming up in 10 minutes. Got some fun facts.
Wait, that was so good.
All right, cool. All right, that is coming up next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Now, I try to be honest with you, but all the crap that's happening behind the scenes here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show, you need to listen to the entire show. If you don't, subscribe to our podcast. Just search for Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show, Spotify, Google Podcast, and Apple Podcast. I don't know if I'm going to get poor chap to admit this stuff later, but it's going to be a good show.
No.
It is going to be a good show.
Stop.
You all right over there?
I'm all right.
All right.
He's blushing.
Am I telling the truth or am I embellishing?
No, it's going to be a good show. Oh my gosh, poor Jeff's face is so red.
Turning into a tomato over here.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing.
Do you not think it's going to be a good show?
No, of course it's every show is a great show.
Well, I don't know about every show. I mean, every day is a good day. But all right, hey, let's get into it. We need to learn. It's time for your Friday fun facts.
You're going to learn today.
All right, so this is interesting. A groom's best man was initially supposed to serve as an accomplice in case the bride needed to be kidnapped from disapproving parents. So, like, mom and dad are like, you'll never marry him. But mom and dad, I love him. The best man be like, yo, come here, trick. We got this. And he would steal the girl away so they could get married. I like me some Dr. Pepper.
I love Dr. Pepper.
I also like me some of the knockout versions, you know what I mean? Like Mr. Pibb. Mr. Pibb was originally called Peppo when Coke started selling in 1972, but Dr. Pepper sued them for trademark infringement, so they changed the name to Dr. Pibb. Well, Dr. Pepper didn't like that, so they sued again, and it became Mr. Pibb. Well, now it's known as Pibb Extra.
I didn't even know that they changed it from Mr. Pibb.
Why couldn't they go with, like, Nurse Pibb? You know what I mean? Or something like that? Or, like...
Mrs. Pibb.
Well, come on. Now, we're not going to name a drink after a lady. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
How about Peppa Pig?
You are terrible.
Okay.
Peppa Pig.
All right, some more Friday fun facts coming into your ear and your brain. a bee. Actually, Pork Chop almost died, according to himself, this week by getting stung by a sweat bee. So a bee would only need 2 tablespoons of honey to have enough energy to fly all the way around the world.
Ugh, I hate bees.
Why? They do so...
I don't care about honey.
Bees
I agree, Liv.
Do so much for the environment. You have no idea. They are an endangered species. If they die off, do you know how hard life would be for... It will affect so many species. It'll affect humans.
Listen to the example
she's
listing.
Mm-hmm. See? I'm not joking. Like, seriously, bees are so important to our environment.
Yeah, well, my bee sting still itches.
I think you'll survive.
Okay? I don't know if that's what the actual itching is from. That might have been something else that happened to you. Okay, this is a fun fact for you. Washington is the only state named after a president.
Oh.
You would have thought there'd be more states named after a president, but apparently we didn't have a president named Alaska. So
I always wonder how states got their names, because think of them, like Indiana, like
probably
Kentucky,
maybe from India,
like Dakota. Like, where did all of these come from? It's just so random. It's just like a bunch of letters smushed together.
Yeah, there you go. I don't have the answer to that. Don't make me go that deep on
a
fun fact. It's okay. Okay, continuing on with the presidential thing. I like this, and I almost don't believe it, but I saw multiple sources saying this is true. The tradition of presidents wearing an American flag pin, you know, they usually have that on like their shirt or whatever, started because of Robert Redford, a movie he had from 1972 called The Candidate. He wore one in the movie, and I guess President Nixon's chief of staff saw the movie and had the real President Nixon start wearing one, and then every president since then has been doing that. I need to go back and look more into that, but 2 different sources I was looking online said that's true.
I was going to guess that it started with Eisenhower, so I was really close.
Robert Redford was super hot.
Oh, well,
super hot for an old-timey person.
I don't know if that's necessarily a fun fact. It's more like a fun opinion.
Well, I'm sure that's probably had something to do with it. Like, oh, look at this handsome stand-up guy that everyone's in love with. Let's take after one of something that he does.
You okay over there?
I just think that's how my brain works. That's, you know, that's
you
how in
are,
my mind it
You guys
came
are
to
really
be.
Frisky this morning, both of you. And a final Friday fun fact, duffel bags are named after a town in Belgium called Duffel.
That's so funny.
Yep, that's where the fabric of the bags originally came from. So duffel bags come from Duffel, Belgium.
Wow. There's nothing like a good duffel bag.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's something you can tell your friends and family about that you learned today. That's your Friday Fun Facts here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. July was hot, 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 hot. It was the official hottest month on record. The average global temperature in July was 1.71 degrees Fahrenheit above the 20th century average of 60.4 degrees.
Wow.
Meaning that it's the hottest July in the 140 years that they've recorded. So I don't know how it was before then, but that's what they have at least for records. The previous hottest July, you have to go all the way back to 2016. So not that far ago. Okay, Liv, I thought of you when I saw this and anybody else that's stuck working with me. A new survey from Monster.com found that about 14 to 15% of people, employees, say they break down in tears at least once a week or every day. 45% of workers said that that is because of their bosses or colleagues that actually brought them to the tears. 20% of people said they cried in the office due to problems at home or outside of work. And 16% said they cried because they were overwhelmed by their workloads, Pork Chop. Researchers say that the survey findings are evidence that American workers are suffering and that employers need to release some of the pressure off of their employees. I've cried at work, but that's like talking about like emotional things. I've been mad at like Pork Chop and at Liv, but I haven't cried over them.
Oh, I've definitely cried at work. I've cried probably almost every job. I mean, no, not every job. Definitely haven't. Not every job.
I don't want to pedal
it. Definitely haven't cried at Cycle Bar. But I've cried at like a couple of jobs, especially when I was in college, like going through a breakup. I mean, I had an office to myself in like the College of Business. I had like my own office and I was going through a really bad breakup. And I literally was by myself in that room and would listen to sad music and cry while I was doing research.
All right, Portia, what about you? Has this job overwhelmed you so much that you've been brought to tears when me and Liv leave for the day?
No, I have not cried. I don't cry from being overwhelmed.
What is it?
With like work.
Well, hold on a sec. This is
but
it,
he
Liv?
Has cried here when he talked about his dog passing.
Okay, that's it. But no, Liv says she had, you recorded this yesterday?
No! Yeah, that was Pork Chop.
I got more work to do. I got to get all the audio ready for the show. I'm never going to get home. All right, dude, it's going to be okay. Live the Web Girl, when I saw the story, I thought of you. A company is accepting applications for anyone willing to watch Friends for 25 hours and live tweet the experience.
I would love to do this.
The super fan will also get $1,000 for their trouble, along with some Friends swag. So swag on, my friend.
Wait, how do I apply? I'll figure it out. I'm going to apply to that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll get you the detail. I just want to see if you were interested before I gave you all the deets.
Yeah, no, I definitely want to do that.
Okay, Vice is publishing a research paper. I guess they put some research into this on why small men's junk could go into style again. Basically say that throughout history of man, opinions have changed on whether small or big junk is better, and they're saying we're due for a swing back to the small size. Thank you, sweet baby Jesus. My ding-dong's gonna be in style again.
Too bad you're married, so what? Who cares? Why does that even matter?
You touch my ta-la-la. My ding-ding-dong.
That way I can tell Lindsay when she complains about, like, you know what?
It's in style, honey.
A lot of other people would say this is quite fashionable.
It's in style.
Okay, so good news for everybody out there with the small stuff. And nearly half of Americans, this is disgusting, have worn the same pair of underwear for two or more days. Apparel maker Tommy John reported that out of 1,000 people that responded to a informal poll that they had of customers, 45% admitted that they had worn the same pair of underwear for two or more days, with 13% saying they had worn the same pair for a week or more.
Oh my gosh, what?
I don't care if you're the sweetest, most delicate flower, your booty has got to be rank.
Oh. Wait, is this a bad time for me to admit that I'm sure there's been at least once or twice where I wore it for 2 days?
Yeah, it's not surprising. What's bad is that your butt crack hangs out all the time. It's probably more like butt floss now. Gross.
Ew, ew, ew. Never say butt floss ever again, especially when we're talking about pork chops.
All right, well, I'm just telling you that's what they said about it. So,
ew.
All right. That's Joe's.
I'm seriously going to be sick.
That's Joe's Need to Know News on Radio Now. Song of the day. It's about to go down right now here on Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. I want you to save these different voting methods into your phone, because that's the biggest way to do it. On Twitter, Radio Now AM Show, we have a poll up there. You only get one vote, so make it count. You can call the show for this or anytime, 833-563-2539. 833-563-2539. And if you got your phone, you can also text. That's really gaining a lot of popularity. So maybe that's the easiest thing. If you save this number, 52140, that's 52140. And then you just text the word song, S-O-N-G as in song of the day, to that. And it'll give you options of who to vote for. All right, well, let's see here. Pork Chop, I believe you're up first today. And the category is favorite duet song. So I guess it's going to have multiple people singing in this thing, and that's pretty much the only thing we asked for.
Yes, my song was from 1997. It's Big Pun and Joe, and what I really liked about this song, like, I was young, and it's when you can't understand words, and I thought Bordiqua was like a dance or something. Like, I didn't know what it meant, and it just means, like, it's Bordiqua, means Puerto Rican.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, let's hear it in action. I mean, you're really selling it to me now.
It's a good song. I don't have to sell it.
Don't wanna be a player. I'm not a player. I crush a lot.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Next up, to tell us their favorite duet song, we got myself, J to the O to the E. And ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you right now, I'm predicting, oh, by the way, if you want to vote for Pork Chop, I didn't throw it out there because I don't think anybody will.
You're tripping.
If you want to vote for Pork Chop, text the word song right now, S-O-N-G to 52140. Take part in the Twitter poll, Radio Now AM Show, or call us. The phones are open for the next 5 minutes, 833-563-2539. So going back to the song that will end up winning, my song, this song is a jam every time it comes on. People get down to it. They love it. It's got some talented people. It's got a person that's no longer with us. They've passed on. So we got to pay them homage. We got to pay them honor today by giving them the win today for Song of the Day, his favorite duet song. Who am I talking about? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking about Praz, ODB, and Maya with Ghetto Superstar. This will win. Run away with me to another place. Oh boy. That is a solid pick.
That is good. I almost kind of want to endorse Joe's too. I like
what?
That.
I will take you.
That's good.
I will give you half a win if you endorse me right now and drop your song. And take it off the poll.
No, I'm not dropping mine, but that's a good song. There's no losers today unless Liv picks a junk song.
Well, we'll see.
I'm not going to pick a junk song. My song is so good. So my
Hold on a second. Let me throw out my voting option. Is this your guys' plan to talk so I can't get it? If you'd like to vote for the song, I'll forgive you. Ghetto Superstar by Praz, ODB, and Maya for a favorite duet. You can text SONG, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Call right now, 833-563-2539. Or on our Twitter poll, it's Radio Now AM Show. Go ahead and cast your vote. Liv the Web Girl, what do you have today for Song of the Day?
So my song, I just remember being little and my big sisters listening to this song, and I loved it so much because I obviously knew who Usher was because Usher was so big at the time, and so was Alicia Keys. She was amazing and just such a star. And so when this song came out, I loved it. And so like kind of sweet and almost like innocent, it's My Boo.
And you were my baby. It started when we were younger. You were my boo. Now another brother's taking over, but it's still in your eyes.
Okay. I love Liv Know's only two words of the song, but it's such a great duet.
That was just the clip that Porkchop picked, okay?
My boo!
Solid pick.
All right, if you want to vote for Liv the Web Girl's song, My Boo by Usher and Alicia Keys, the theme today is favorite duet song, hop on your phone and text SONG, S-O-N-G, to 52140. Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. We are doing Song of the Day. I want to remind you of the songs that you just had an option for voting for because voting has now closed, and the songs were... Porkchop had Big Pun and Joe. I'm Out of Player. I had Ghetto Superstar by Praz, ODB, and Maya, and Liv the Web Girl. My Boo. Usher and Alicia Keys. All right, those were the songs that were available today for you to cast your vote and to make your voice heard. Right now, Porkchop is tallying up all the texts that we got at 52140 for song. That's the word you text, song. All the calls, people are still calling, but we have to cancel that now. 833-563-2539. And he's looking at our Twitter poll, Radio Now AM Show. We're seeing what you thought was the best song. The category was favorite duet.
I am baffled right now.
Okay, just tell us.
I mean, so I got last place.
For like the fourth day in a row.
Yeah, you suck, dude.
I don't understand. Coming in second place, Joe Pesh.
Are you serious?
Coming
How does Ghetto Superstar not get the respect
because
it deserves?
My Boo is a good song, so do what we always do. Just because you guys wouldn't have voted for it, the majority of our listeners who voted for my song, which means my song plays. I love my song.
To be honest,
and don't be so mean about my song choices, guys.
Liv, I still can't live the fact that you put Metro Station earlier this week for a techno song.
I can't believe you put a trio for a duet.
They're not a trio.
Hey, can we at least hear the clip of Joe's one more time? Just the 5-second clip?
Yeah, I think that's
just
fair.
Just like as a rest in peace.
You could have had this. But you know what happened? You complained, but you didn't actually vote. So this is what you got stuck with. We're about to play it. You could have had this.
You could have had this.
I know, but clearly no one...
You could have had a good song, not Liv.
Clearly, you guys are like acting like these votes don't mean anything.
Liv,
a big amount, and the majority of
good
people want to hear my
congratulations.
Song.
Congratulations. My boo.
Well, here you go. Here's Liv's song.
I like Usher.
I love this song.
You should have picked You Remind Me.
It's so cute and so romantic.
It's your Song of the Day winner, favorite duet. I'm quitting the show because I want no part of this.
There's always that one person that will always have your heart. And it's the when
I feel so attacked. That's all I want to say. I feel attacked.
Joe is so salty right now.
I am. I'm eating beef jerky and it's got a lot of salt in it.
He is being such a sore loser.
Solid choice, Liv. Congratulations.
Thank
song
you.
Of the day winner.
And I knew more than two words. I knew almost every single word of that song.
Mm-hmm. That was your duet song of the day. Live the
Brought
Web Girl.
Brought to you by your winner, Live the Web Girl.
My Boo by Usher and Alicia Keys. Hold on, I gotta chew up this jerky.
Oh my gosh.
Perfect timing.
Yes, great. Great timing to come back on air and just stick a large piece of jerky in your mouth.
Okay. Live the Web Girl, you have a new segment for the show?
I did. I do.
It's done already.
Wow. All right, coming up next in the garbage.
No, I do. It's called Live Sports Minute.
Live Sports Minute.
Sorry, I saw a button and I wanted to hit it.
You're fine. So major news in the sports world going on right now is UFC superstar Conor McGregor punched an old man in the head in a pub in Ireland over a whiskey argument, which, side note, is like the most Irish thing I've ever heard in my life. But Dana White, the commissioner and founder of the UFC, said fights like this happen all the time in pubs, especially in Ireland. But for a professional fighter to do it, that just can't happen. And the police are still investigating. So we'll look out and see if Conor McGregor gets any fines or punishments from the UFC commissioner, Dana White.
Live Sports Minute.
I'm not done. The Colts quarterback, Andrew Luck, is sitting out of all preseason games due to an injury. So it first started out as a calf strain. And now, I'm not joking, this is literally how it's listed. It is listed as an upper ankle-ish injury.
Ankle-ish.
So that is like the most vague description ever. We don't fully know what's going on, but he is going to be sitting out.
Live
and
Sports
they are
Minute.
Optimistic that he'll be back for regular season games. The Colts play the Cleveland Browns in Cleveland this Saturday at 3 p.m. The Texans play Detroit Lions on Saturday at 8 p.m. in Houston. That's Eastern Standard Time. And it's not determined if the starters will play at all. But some good news, DeAndre Carter, who is one of the receivers, he has had an amazing practice this past week. And he just came off of the physically unable to perform list last week. So that is super good. And Antonio Brown has a lot more worries than just helmets and his frostbitten foot, because he's getting hit with a lawsuit by a celebrity chef for not paying a bill from the Pro Bowl week, which was $38,000.
What?
Yes, he hasn't
Unbelievable!
He has not made a comment about this yet, but I mean, it is impossible for this man to stay out of the news and to stay out of drama. Last thing, Team USA lost a scrimmage to the G League, which, if you don't know what the G League is, it's basically the minor team for the NBA, 36-17. It's not looking great for Team USA.
Live Sports Minute.
That is my sports update.
I like it. What do you guys think right there of Live Sports Minute? Obviously, she's not happy I was doing this.
Live Sports Minute.
But it's a cool button to hit. Do you like that? You want to hear more of it? I thought it was pretty good. I like Liv because she's a big sports nut. If you didn't know that, Liv really is passionate about sports, and at least somebody on the show can know what they're saying when they cover it.
Yeah.
I honestly trust your Sports Minute more than I do the garbage.
Oh, boy.
And that's a little loosey-goosey, too.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
John Travolta was on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon and made everyone's life when he recreated some famous lines from Grease.
Well, that's cool, baby. I mean, you know how it is, rocking and rolling and whatnot.
He was so hot in that movie. He then did a Nicolas Cage impression from the movie Face Off that was just too good.
Ooh-wee, you good looking. You're hot. It's like looking into a mirror, only not.
What?
How funny. Obviously, Todd and Julie Chrisley have not been having a good week after being indicted on bank fraud, wire fraud, and other charges this week. But it gets worse because now we find out their oldest son, who they have had a rocky relationship with, was also arrested in 2013 for hitting his sister. In the police report, Todd's estranged daughter, Lindsay Chrisley Campbell, accused her brother, Kyle, of punching her in the face on November 1st, 2012. After an investigation, Kyle was arrested on April 16th, 2013. The never-before-seen police report just came out to public, and it's no secret that there has been drama and strained relationships with the two oldest children, And I just bet Todd Chrisley is not happy about this coming out. Kaylee Cuoco. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Kaylee Cuoco revealed she and husband Carl Cook still don't live together. The Big Bang Theory actor said, "We are building our dream house. We are going to be under this same roof forever." She added, "We have a very unconventional marriage. You know, we have different locations and we are at like a lot. We are not together every single day. The couple has been married for a year and yeah, they still don't live together."
Who are they again?
Kaylee
Cuoco.
Cuoco and Carl Cook.
Okay, thank you. I didn't hear that the first
time.
Yeah,
no, I'm sure you did. I'm sure you did not. Miley Cyrus surprised fans with a new single before the weekend called Slide Away, and it definitely seems like it's all about her breakup with Liam Hemsworth. Miley sings, "I want my house in the hills. Don't want whiskey in the pills. I don't give up easily, but I don't think I'm down." Sources close to Miley have said that she tried so hard to save the marriage, and the deal breaker was that Liam was drinking a lot and using certain drugs, and she didn't want any part of it. Hemsworth people have denied this claim, though instead suggesting that the marital problems stem from Miley's own wild lifestyle, including an alleged cheating. At another point in the song, Miley sings, "Move on, we're not 17, I'm not who I used to be. You say that everything changed, you're right, we're grown now." Obviously, the couple has been off and on with each other ever since they were 17, so it can't be more obvious. This is just like one giant subtweet.
I love healthy breakups.
The Hills reality star Whitney Port admits she almost had a one-night stand with Leonardo DiCaprio. She said back in 2009, the Oscar-winning actor invited her out to Teddy's, and he invited her back over to his house, and she said no. She said, "I was way too nervous. I had never had a one-night stand, and I didn't want to be with him alone."
What? Oh, my God. Right now, given the chance, I would totally give it up for Leo. Right now.
I mean, that's got to be the most intimidating thing in the entire world. Coming up in an hour from now in the next Garbage, Lil Nas X talks about his unhealthy relationship.
Live the Web Girl with the Garbage. Thank you very much.
She's a very freaky girl.
Super freak. She's super freaky.
Get your freak on. Get your freak on.
Freak Show Friday. We talked to some very, very interesting people, and if you would like to be on, all you got to do is call in 833-563-2539. You can also DM us. It's a good way to get on Radio Now AM show. This morning, let me check my screen, we are talking to Danny. Hey, Danny, why are we talking to you today for Freak Show Friday?
Hey, guys. So, okay, I'm calling in because I'm absolutely convinced, like beyond a shadow of a doubt, that my boyfriend's mom wants to flip pancakes with him.
That sounds, what's the word I'm thinking of?
Dramatic?
No, dramatic. I would...
Okay.
Illegal?
Do you have evidence? Because that is a very vast statement.
I know, it's so weird, right? It's super bizarre, but okay, just hear me out, all right? So she's overly invested in our sex life. Overly invested. Mm. And first off, she's always talking about how handsome and strong and tall he is, which, okay, I totally get. She's proud of her son, right? She loves him. And right. To be fair, he's super freaking hot. So I get it, right? Okay? Like, tall, dark, handsome. I am right. A lucky girl. She's a lucky mom.
Have you seen him naked?
Yes.
I mean, I would think so. That. That's her boyfriend.
I just want to make sure some people wait till they're married, yeah, and that would true. Be very
you know
wrong
what?
To see it.
You are right.
I'm just respecting the marriage or the relationship.
I get that. And, you know, I'm glad for that. Thanks. But that's only where it starts, right? So my boyfriend's mom is, like, constantly always asking us, like, how frequently we're going to Pleasure Town, if we need more love gloves, or if she calls them ride tickets.
Ride tickets?
Yeah.
So she's treating your guys as, like, a sex life, kind of very interesting. Okay.
Like it's the state fair, right? So,
does everybody get a ride?
I hope not. I don't know. So she'll even ask us, like, oh, how was it? Like, after we leave his bedroom or the basement, and sometimes we'll just, like, literally be watching a movie. We're not flipping pancakes.
Right.
And she thinks we're always doing it. My boyfriend thinks it's weird, too, right? He's like, that's how she is. She's kind of crazy. She wants to be the cool mom.
Right.
But I think it goes way too far.
Okay.
Way too far.
Like, does it make you feel uncomfortable, or what's bothering you with it?
Okay, well, she asks us what positions we do, right?
That is weird.
Does she ask you guys this together, or is it more like, hey, Danny, so, you know, like, does she ask alone or combined?
She asked me, just me. And then she'll say, well, what's his favorite position? Like, what's his go-to? Like,
that is so weird. Why would a parent want to know that about their kid?
It is a little weird, though. But like, my mom was a nurse. We never talked about that. But, like, I talked a lot about just, you know, the body with my mom just because she was a nurse.
Right.
But it's weird. But I feel like some people just have that relationship. I don't know if it's a bad thing. I mean, is that bad?
You guys, she literally said, and this is a quote, did you say, "Wee," when he took you to Pleasureville?
Gotta be honest, I don't know if I like the name Pleasureville or not.
Oh my gosh, that is so uncomfortable.
It's uncomfortable and weird. It's so bizarre.
Was the wee kind of like the pig from like the commercial, like wee, wee, wee?
Like the Geico commercial.
Okay.
Like, yes.
Okay.
Wee. Yes. Yes. So, I mean, like, who would ask that about their son? Like, who does that?
Yeah, that's weird.
Isn't that weird? Like, her mom also asked me about what his quote, and this is her words, are. His tallywhacker looks like.
Oh my gosh.
All right.
That is so disturbing.
Yeah, that might be a little extreme actually talking about the tallywhacker.
Yeah.
The ding dong.
Still has the freckle it had when he was a baby. And how big is it? And the woman has zero boundaries. Like zero boundaries. All of the questions and comments are always focused around him. Like she's even like, oh, I bet his pleasure face is just too cute. I'm like, oh,
no,
God, woman. Yes.
No.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Why would a parent ever even put that thought into their brain that their child even goes to Pleasureville?
Well, everybody does. I mean, that's just healthy adult stuff.
I know it is. But, like, why would you actively think about it and be like, oh, I bet his face is too cute. That's weird.
This is why I can't be wrong here, right? Like, there's no way this woman does not want to go to Pleasureville with her son. Like, there's no way.
Okay, I don't think that's the case. I think it's just a mom that is really awkward. I don't think there's an actual attraction
to
her son.
I don't know. Asking about her son's quote-unquote tallywhacker.
Yeah, that's her word,
that
not
is,
mine.
That's weird. That's bizarre. And, like, what's his go-to, like, position? Ugh. I'm sorry. Dude, this mom might be attracted to her son.
Listen, it's weird. I'll give you that. Definitely freaky. I'm glad you called him because honestly, the past couple of Freak Show Fridays, I don't think have been super freaky people. But this is definitely freaky. But I don't think it's like incestual. Almost. I don't think that's the case. I think it's just my family is weird. That'd be something that my family would be like. Oh, so do you and Joe flip pancakes? That's something like my grandma would ask my wife.
Oh, that's super weird.
Did I not say it wasn't? But I don't think my grandma wants to hook up with me.
Right. Okay. I think that you should maybe, like, move away from her with your boyfriend, though, because your boyfriend sounds hot.
He's smoking hot, but this chick, man, she is a freak.
Yeah,
weird.
I agree.
Can you blame her though, Danny, if her son's that hot? I mean, come on. All right, well, hey, thank you for calling in today for Freak Show Friday. I don't know. I'd like to know what people think about this. Hit us up on social media, Radio Now AM Show, Twitter or Instagram. Maybe you want to slide in our DMs and let us know if you think there's actually something going on there, like she is interested, or if she's just kind of one of those awkward moms. Okay, this is Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. So glad that you are here listening. Make sure you check us out online, Radio Now AM Show. That's one way to do it. You can also call in anytime to be part of the show, 833-563-2539. Producer Porkchop says, guys, I'd like to have some air time to talk about something. It is a relationship update. Now, if you're new to the show, Porkchop's been together with his boyfriend for 7 years, and I hate to assume things, but is somebody engaged?
No engagement.
Okay.
Still?
No engagement. All right. Well, take your time. What is your relationship update?
So usually, like, when I talk on the radio, you know, people ask, are you nervous? Do you ever get nervous? And my answer is, like, no. I really never do. But right now, I'm just like, ugh, like I don't want to talk about this.
Are you pregnant?
No, like, so I'm just going to put it out there. Chase and I split.
What?
Yeah.
Like, I thought.
Like, we split, like, it's done. And it's,
have you guys been I didn't even know you guys were having problems.
I mean, there wasn't really any problems. Like, there wasn't some major thing that happened. You know, we kind of just drifted away. And, you know, too, I don't want to talk bad about him or anything.
Okay.
And especially, you know, I don't know. I really, one reason I don't want to talk about it because I feel like it's not fair. He's not here to defend himself or claim, you know, his side.
Of course, because there's always two sides to a story.
Right.
And you have a microphone, he doesn't.
Right. So, I mean, and I'm really.
But if he wants to call in, 833-563-2539.
I'm not, like, I'm not upset. And that's because, like I said, we've been together for 7 years. As we've talked about it before on the radio, we've split. This is the fourth time. So, like, the first time was, like, for 4 months. I was really sad. I was devastated. I thought he was my soulmate. You know, I thought we were going to get married. So, the first time was really sad. Second time, yeah, it was kind of sad. Third time, I was like, oh, okay, like, we're going to get back together and it's fine. But right now, I'm just like, it's been 7 years. And I'm done and I'm okay with that.
Wait, okay. You are going to have to give a little bit more of an explanation because I would say probably a week, if not 2 weeks ago, you said that, like, you would propose to Chase, that you were going to marry Chase.
Yeah,
on air. So what happened? Was it a slow fade out? You guys just kind of fell out of love with each other? Has it maybe been not great for a while? And you guys finally just kind of, like, woke up and realized that it hasn't been great for a while? Like, what? Give us a little bit of an explanation.
Okay. So all right, so when we went to Michigan for 4th of July, I don't know. It
wasn't the same.
No,
weren't fireworks.
No, there's no fireworks, and I don't know. I guess we just kind of fell out of love. I guess.
Do you think
the
age difference has anything to do with it? Maybe
no.
Like maturity and immaturity.
Oh, I mean, maybe. Like, I feel like, you know, he needs to. I can't fix him. Like, he needs to fix himself,
right.
And he needs to love himself before, you know, he gets in another relationship.
1,000. That is something that I say all the time. The whole quote, like. You can't love someone else until you love yourself. I 1,000% think that's true.
And also, too, like, I'm trying to stay positive and I'm trying to stay busy. Like, you know, I've been eating healthier lately and I want to start working out soon. Me and Joe playing disc golf every day really helps.
But I don't want to do that if you're already going through a tough time. I don't want to keep on beating you at disc golf and
no,
make it worse.
Believe it or not, that really helps. It's much better than just being home and, you know, sad. I like being out and doing things.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you think you, up to, you know, even 2 weeks ago, saying, like, no, we are going to get married. Like, no, I am going to propose one day. Like, he would say yes if, like, I asked him for his hand in marriage. Do you think all of that was maybe you trying to be optimistic? Or do you think, was that you trying to kind of, like, hide over your all's problems and issues? Like, why all of a sudden the drastic turn?
Well, I guess, so when he came here to visit, he came for a weekend. And you know how, okay, imagine this. Imagine, like, what's your boyfriend's dog's name, Liv?
Leo.
Leo. Imagine you're gone all day and you come home to see Leo. How excited is he to see you?
I mean, he literally loses his mind.
Right. Tail wagging. You're so happy. You're not going to yell at Leo, right? Because that would crush him, right?
Right.
So basically, as I've talked about before, my ex, Chase, he works in the pipeline industry. So he's gone for 3 weeks and home for a week. So one weekend, he got a weekend off. He came home. And, like, I was Leo. I was the dog. I was so happy to see him. And he just kind of berated me about the house being dirty.
Right. And it was like, we haven't seen each other in a while. Like, why aren't you hugging me? Why don't you just give me a kiss first?
Exactly. And that, like, that was, like, step one. And then the next thing was I had to work that night at the steakhouse from 5 to 9. And I told him I'll be out at 9. Let's spend the night together. I went home, and he wasn't home. He never texted me, and he didn't come home till 10 a.m. Like, we hadn't seen each other in 3 weeks.
Right.
And we have the weekend together, and he chose to hang out with his friends till 10 a.m.
Right.
And then I had to go to work again.
Right.
And then that Saturday night, I wanted to go out to dinner. Nothing. Like, he's like, I just want to, you know, stay home. And now, so I know, I'm making him sound like a bad guy.
No,
but,
I mean, I think that it sounds like he just kind of fell out of love.
I'll get really personal for a minute first. Like, this is super personal, probably TMI. With my job,
are my jobs. You know, there's a lot. Like, I'm always very busy. I'm always very tired. If you wake up at 3:30 in the morning, you know by 1 p.m. you're tired. So imagine how you are by 9 p.m. There's been days where I'd come home, you know, and I guess you could say he was in the mood. And I was just like, I'm sorry, babe. Like, I'm tired. I have to go to bed. And I don't think he took it like that. I think he took it as like, he thought I didn't like him.
Right.
Like, I think he thought I was falling out of love with him.
He took it personal because you turned him down. But the reason why you turned him down was because you were tired and real reasons.
Yes.
I think that also comes too with an insecure person, which is fine. I mean, that's happened to me before. I can naturally be an insecure person, but that's also a thing, like, you kind of got to work on yourself before you can really be in a serious relationship with someone.
Most definitely. So, so it's, you know, it's over.
Is it officially over then? You guys are officially broken up?
Yeah, so we've actually, I mean, no one ever, you know, it's been obvious that we've been broken up for 2 weeks now, actually. Sorry, I know. It's just been rough, and I wasn't really ready to talk about it.
Well, we don't expect you to give us like, hey, we officially broke up today. I don't need that. I just wish more, even if it wasn't on the radio, if we didn't bring it to air, I just wish that you would feel comfortable enough to share that when you're going through stuff, because we're definitely a family of sorts. And but I mean, whatever's comfortable, I can't be mad if you didn't bring something out. I just want you to know, I want to reiterate this, that we try to share everything. I expect that out of myself and everybody to be a very transparent show so you can relate to us. But at the same time, I want you to know you can confide in us. It doesn't have to always go on the radio. I'm going to try to poke and prod you to get it on the radio, to share it, but I definitely hope that you're doing okay. Breakups are never easy, and I wish the best to your ex, and I wish the best for you going forward in the future, and hopefully things will work out. You just got to give some time.
Yeah.
Side note, since you're on the market again, can I please take you shopping, because you need new clothes?
Yes.
If you're
can
be
we go tonight?
Dating and single. Yes, let's do it.
Hold on a second. I think Porch Out needs to take some time off the dating scene.
Well, I'm not saying he has to date like tomorrow or next week, but I'm just saying he needs new clothes. He needs a rejuge himself because he's been in this relationship for 7 years and he's had the same style for 7 years.
Screw off.
Let's do this. Yeah, he's never had style. Let's do this. Let's do a 1 month Porch Chop, get to know yourself kind of a break.
Yeah,
okay?
You have to get to know yourself. You've been with this person for 7 years.
So why don't you take like a little time out, and then we'll work on getting that new clothing during then. We'll work on updating the, you said you're doing Grindr?
I may,
are you
dating
gonna,
apps,
are you
maybe.
Giving ladies options? Because listeners probably want to know, are we only looking for guys or women on the plate too?
No, I'm bi, man. Girls and
open
guys.
Open to women,
yeah,
and men.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. All right. Wow. Well, hey, the floodgates are now open. Slide into those DMs, producer Porkchop on Instagram. And yeah, man, let's take about a month off, and I think you'll be doing solid, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. That sounded like an
is that,
okay.
What, is that too long for you?
I don't know. I mean, I just think...
He wants to play it by ear.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think there's something else he wants to play it by, but that could be just me. Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. So glad you're here. The number to join in this conversation, because we definitely want to hear from you, 833-563-2539. You can also hit us up on Twitter and Instagram, Radio Now AM Show. All right, Liv the Web Girl, a little braggadocious this morning. You got a new friend. What's this story all about?
Yeah, so there's this girl that like I think could become like a new friend. We have some mutual friends and have like followed each other on social media and everything. And so we've started like texting because we would like DM and like reply back and forth to each other. And so we started texting, and we're planning on meeting up for either like drinks or like dinner like next week or so. We've been texting for like 2 weeks, and she asked me a question, which I was kind of thrown off by. And she asked me to put my red receipts on with her so she can tell when I have read her messages.
All right, and explain. I think I understand, but maybe there's some people that are like, well, what does that mean? What is, like, is that only on an iPhone?
No, I don't think so. I think they have it on other phones.
But what does red receipts mean? Like,
so
it's text
red
messaging?
Receipts, yeah, so red receipts is for text messages. So basically, whenever you open someone's message, it says red. they can see that you have read it because it literally just says read.
And if you don't have that turn on, it's just going to stay as delivered.
Delivered.
Right? And it shows the time next to it if it says read?
Yeah, so if it says read, it'll tell you exactly the time that they read it.
And she wants you to turn that on?
Yes, I don't have it on for anyone. I don't even have it on for my boyfriend.
Okay. In my opinion, everyone should have it on, but that's a whole other topic.
833-563-2539. I want to know what your thoughts about that is. And I kind of agree with Porkchop. I don't think you need to necessarily turn it on for her. That's kind of weird and crazy. But yeah, for me at Porkchop, you should definitely have read receipts on. We never know if you saw it or not.
Okay, well, we're not talking about work right now. But I just want to know, like, is that a red flag? Like, should I be weirded out? Because...
kind of sounds possessive, right?
No, but here's my thing. She also said that she's just had friends that have burned her in the past, and I have had friends that have burned me in the past. Like, trust me.
Well, why'd they burn
her? So I get that. Well, that's true. I mean, I don't know the full story, but she just says, like, she's, like, had, like, really bad friends and, like, friends that, like, would try to, like, ignore her and things like that. So she's just super paranoid. So she, like, wants me to do this for her, and I haven't done it yet. And I just want to know, like, is this, like, a red flag? Is this crazy? Or is this, like, normal? Like, understandable? Because she has been burned before.
Did she?
Do you think it's crazy?
Yes, it's crazy. I mean, like, for me and Porkchop asking, no, that's different. Because we want to make sure that you saw our stuff. But here, I don't know what happened in past relationships where she got burned. But,
yeah, and this is all friendships.
Yeah.
Okay, so she's not lesbian. She doesn't like you.
No.
At least
she's not saying it.
Okay.
But no. So as far as I know, she is, like, straight. She has a boyfriend. And she just wants me to do this for her. But I haven't done it yet because I'm, like, a little nervous. And then I'm like, do you guys think it's okay to meet with her? Because I don't want to get into another friendship where the girl is crazy and then I get burned again. Because that's happened so many times. I don't want that to happen.
Is that like your friend Whitney that's the crazy one?
No, Whitney is like the most normal, chill, cool as a cucumber, even peel person in the world.
Oh, I thought that's who you were describing. I'm sorry.
No, but so you're thinking, do you guys think I should meet up with her, or do you guys think I should just completely ghost her and never think about it?
I would be careful with it. I don't know if that's the thing to do or not.
Yeah, I think she sounds... Is she like a friend? Like, is she a fan of the show? Does she listen, like, a lot? Because maybe she's just so obsessed that she's got to know if you read it. And to me, yeah, that's a major red flag.
All right, listen, let's take some calls. I want to see what people think about this. Have you ever had somebody, maybe it wasn't a friend, but maybe it was a significant other or somebody you knew, and is that a red flag? If you haven't met her, I would say maybe not. That's kind of where I'm leaning, but I want to see what everybody else thinks. 833-563-2539. We'll talk to you next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show, and wow, let's get to these calls here. Live the Web Girl, quickly explain what happened with a girl that could be your new friend, and she wants you to do something with your phone.
Yeah, she wants me to turn on my read receipts with her so she can tell the exact minute that I have read her text message.
Now, to me, that just sounds like a possessive person. Like, it's could be a possessive friend or like a possessive lover. It's like significant other that needs to see it.
Right.
That's what I'm taking.
And here's the thing. We have not even met in real life yet. We have, like, mutual friends and started following each other on social media and then have, like, replied back to each other's, like, Instagram stories and stuff like that and, like, on Twitter. And so then we've started texting.
Is she pretty hot?
I mean, she's a cute girl.
Okay, well, the hotter they are, the crazier they usually are. Okay. So that's what I'm trying to figure out. If she's ugly, then she's probably not crazy. Good morning, Laura. You're on Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What do you want to say?
Hey, I was just calling in. I don't think you should turn on your red receipts for her, because if she has trust issues, she has to deal with that. And, like, if I wouldn't ghost her either. I would just be upfront with her and be like, hey, I don't think we need to do that. I haven't even met you yet. Like, let me get to know you first.
Right, but you don't think then she'll just, like, kind of be like, well, then it's not worth it to me?
Well, maybe.
Like, I don't want her.
Lose her altogether.
Yeah, I don't want her to not trust me right off the bat. But at the same time, I don't want to turn on my red receipts.
Well, I never have mine on, so that's what I would tell her. I don't know.
Huh, maybe I should.
I don't know. I just think it's scary, because if she's asking, if she has that much of trust issues, that's something she has to deal with. And,
right.
Like, you turning on your red receipts, what is that going to prove to her?
Yeah, that you saw what she sent. That's about it. Laura, thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. She brings up a good point. Let's go to Lindsay this morning. Lindsay, what do you think about this girl asking Liv? They're not even really friends yet. They just kind of talked online. Hey, can you turn on your red receipts for me?
So I have a friend that I met through a couple other mutual friends, and early on she was kind of like that. And then eventually she did ask me to turn on my red receipts. We've since become really good friends, and I don't care. But she was also in the same kind of situation. She was burned by other people and just had some trust issues. And now, like I said, I would consider her one of my best friends. But it was kind of odd, and I was a little taken aback by it. But in your situation, you haven't met her yet, so I don't think that that's necessarily appropriate.
Right.
To even be asking.
Lindsay, can you explain to me, because I'm not trying to critique your friend or this girl that might be Liv's new friend, but I understand trust issues, like a guy or girl you were with cheated on you or did something, but how does that help with trust issues seeing that they read what you sent them? I don't, like, if you're saying, oh, I didn't see it, is that the lie? People said, oh, I never saw your message. Is that what it is?
I think she didn't like it when her friends ignored her, and so she, turning on the red receipts was like, okay, at least I know she read it and she's ignoring me. Because there have been times where I've opened the message and not replied, and then she'll text me back and be like, are you mad at me? And okay. I have to explain to her, like, no, this is like your own anxiety, insecurity kind right. of a thing. Like, there's nothing wrong with it, but I just didn't have time, or I opened it on accident or what have you.
Lindsay, you hit it right on the head there. That's what I was going to say. And I'm not judging. I have anxiety, too.
Right.
And that's what it is. It's insecurity and anxiety. Thank you for calling in. We appreciate it. Let's go to Megan this morning. Thanks for calling in to Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What did you want to say?
I would say do not turn the red receipts on. I think it's ridiculous for a friend to ask to do that. I had a friend that I met through a Facebook group, and she would not text me because I had an iPhone and she had an Android. So she would only Facebook message so she could see if I read her message.
What?
Sounds like what my
mom's
been
doing. Wait, did you stay friends with this girl?
We are not friends now.
Why? What happened?
She poked her.
Like a stage 5 clinger or whatever.
See, that's what I'm scared of.
She would show up at places that I was at, and she would become very jealous if I was hanging out with my friends or my cousins. And I'm a mother. She does not have children. So one night at 3 a.m, I start getting blown up on my cell phone, and she's at the hospital and puts me down as emergency contact, like begging me to come get her. And I'm like, I'm at home with my kids in bed. There is no way.
You know what, Megan? Like, I know that sounds psychotic and crazy, but I kind of want that, like, that attention in my life. I want somebody to care that much about me.
No. No, I don't.
All right.
I don't. That's not the kind of friend I'm looking for. Shoot, maybe I shouldn't.
Megan, thank you for calling in to Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Let's wrap things up with Vanessa. Hi, Vanessa. What did you want to tell Liv?
Good morning. Two things. I'll make it quick. So, no, I don't think you should meet her by yourself because you've never met her. This is not a date. I think you should get, like, 2 other mutual friends.
Okay.
And have them meet you there, and let it be like, hey, this is the first time y'all meet each other, right? But at least you're not alone, so you're not uncomfortable, and it doesn't send any mixed messages to her. And then 2, no, do not turn on the read receipts. If she has her own issues, that's her issue. Because sometimes, I mean, I'll open it, and I just don't have time. I'm busy. So if I don't text you back, sorry, I forgot. Sure, like, even if you did have it, like, if you see it on other people, like, I'm just impatient, so I like to know if they read it, if they're going to reply to me, but, hello, we're all busy, so, no. And if you don't do it for your mama, don't do it for anybody else.
Oh, dang. That was some words to live by.
Hey,
thank you,
that.
Vanessa. We appreciate it. Hey, if you couldn't get through this morning, where do we have this up on social media at all?
Yes, we have it up on Facebook and also on Twitter, Radio Now AM Show.
All right, cool. We look forward to hearing from you there. All right, pop quiz time. It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. A lot of kiddos getting back into school if they're not already there. And I wanted to take my little pupils, Pork Chop and Liv the Web Girl, and give them a little quiz today. These are going to be math questions, okay?
I'm very good at math.
So you can write down if you need to, but it's an actual question. And Pork Chop keeps score. I'll try to get through 3 of these, but I feel like we might only get through 1 or 2 because these are pretty tough.
Okay.
Are you ladies and gents ready?
Yes.
Ready.
All right, here is your first math question. A bricklayer stacks bricks in two rows with 10 bricks in each row. On top of each row, there is a stack of 6 bricks. How many bricks are in there total? I will repeat that one more time.
I've got it.
All right, let me just repeat it, though, okay, to make sure Porkchop heard it. A bricklayer stacks bricks in two rows with 10 bricks in each row. On top of each row, there is a stack of 6 bricks. How many bricks are there in total? Write it down.
I've got it.
Write it down. Please. Can you show me, Liv? Because I want to make sure there's no cheating.
I circled it in the middle of my paper there.
Okay. So Liv wrote 22. Porkchop went a little higher with 120. Both of you are incorrect. The answer I was looking for is 32 bricks.
Wait, two rows, that's 20. Darn it. Shoot, that you're right.
I thought there was 10 rows.
No, two rows of 10 bricks.
Oh, darn it.
Okay, wait, I get where you got 32. Okay. I miscalculated.
A big thing going on in Indianapolis, Indiana, is the Indiana State Fair, kind of like the rodeo in Houston. And I would like to kind of give you a question based around that. So listen up. If you have 80 tickets for the fair and each ride costs 5 tickets, how many rides can you go on? I will repeat this one more time, doing a little math quiz here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. If you have 80 tickets and each ride costs 5 tickets, how many rides can you go on? Porkchop and Liv, write it down. I'll go to Porkchop first.
Am I allowed
first.
To use a calculator?
No.
No.
Oh. I mean, I know how to do this. I just can't. It's
You can't think with your brain?
Right. Because hold on. 5 tickets.
Wait, yes. Let me. Okay, wait. 10,
I'm going to do it one more time. 50, if you have 80.
I've got it.
If you have 80 tickets for the fair.
5 times 10.
Each ride costs 5 tickets. That's yours by your finger. Okay, I got Liv's answer.
I'm still trying to. It's like 10.
Like I said, I'm
going to
only get through one or two questions 20. Here. He's really struggling this morning.
It's like 17, maybe. I'm going to just say 17. 17?
Porkchop says 17. Liv, very close with her answer. She went one lower with 16, and I'm going to tell Liv that she was right.
Because you know what you do, Porkchop? Yeah. 5 divided by 40 is how much? 8.
Yeah.
Just multiply that by 2.
Yeah, I mean, I just did guess test and revise estimation, and I was off by 1.
Yeah, but mine also was quicker.
All right, I'm actually going to sneak one more in here real quick. Okay. So listen up, guys, okay? Maybe Porkchop can get on the board. Mm-hmm. Melissa, you guys know Melissa, remember her? Yeah. She buys 2 packs of tennis balls for $12 in total. Altogether, there are 6 tennis balls. How much does 1 pack of tennis balls cost? I will repeat this.
2 packs of tennis balls for $12.
Melissa buys 2 packs of tennis balls for $12 in total. Altogether, there are 6 tennis balls. How much does 1 pack of tennis balls cost?
I feel like that's easy.
Me.
Liv, write it down.
I circled it. You see it? I'll write it bigger. I'm sorry.
No, I see it. I see it. Go ahead. Liv, show me yours. All right. Which one is it again? Just point
at
it.
The one that's circled.
Circled? All right. Both of you tell me your answer. How much is it?
I say $6 because it's 12 divided by 2.
2. Yeah.
You're
that was
correct.
Really easy.
But Liv the Web Girl's the winner.
Yeah.
My one love, my one heart, my one life for sure. Let me tell you one time, girl, I love, girl, I love. I'm
going
to tell you one time, girl, I love, girl, I love.
Oh my gosh, I haven't heard that song in so long.
We forgot to mention that I bought 1 extra ticket for the fair. That's why I said 17.
Oh, really? Yeah. Oh, who is that ticket for to the fair?
Oh.
Who's that extra ticket for, Porkchop?
Oh, I don't know.
You're buying an extra ticket? What? I thought you were single. Who's that extra ticket for?
Interesting. We have a development already. Huh. The DM slide is real. All right, Liv the Web Girl, what's coming up in the garbage?
A reboot is happening with this.
A reboot. Wow. Okay, you know what? I'm sure it's going to be really good.
A reboot is happening with comedy legends Lil Nas X talks about his unhealthy relationship and another sexual assault accusation for the singer.
I think reboot sounded better. You ready for this? Here we go. Red leather, yellow leather. Red leather, yellow leather.
Red leather, yellow leather. Red leather, yellow leather.
Sally sells seashells by the seashore.
Sally sells seashells by the seashore.
All right, that was a mistake. Let's get into the garbage.
Oh, I love trash.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
A trailer came out for Dave Chappelle's new stand-up special on Netflix called Sticks and Stones, and Morgan Freeman narrates it, and it's amazing.
This is Dave. He tells jokes for a living. Hopefully, he makes people laugh. But these days, it's a high-stakes game. How did we get here, I wonder? I don't mean that metaphorically. I'm really asking, how did Dave get here? I mean, what the f*** is this?
The trailer's longer, but I thought it was so funny. And the special is set to come out on Netflix on August 26th. The show Crank Yankers from Comedy Central is getting a reboot.
Yes, I love Crank Yankers.
Yeah, and the Comedy Central revival will star Tiffany Haddish, Aubrey Plaza, and Sarah Silverman, huge comedy icons. The comedy is a half hour and features actual prank calls that are recreated by puppets voiced by actual celebrities. So Bobby Monahan from Saturday Night Live is also on board for the revival alongside returners from the show's original 2002 to 2007 run, including Tracy Morgan, Kathy Griffin, Sarah Silverman, and David Alan Greer, along with creators Jimmy Kimmel and Adam Carolla. The revival, which premieres September 25th, will be an updated version of the original, but for a digitally driven audience. So it'll be, you know, social media and all of those kind of platforms.
That sounds good. I'm really looking forward to it. I hope it lives up to the hype.
Lil Nas X talked about his success with his hit song, Old Town Road, in an interview.
To me, Old Town Road being the longest running number one song of all time means that everybody has great taste in music. Yeah, I'm joking. This is a song that was able to bring all different age groups and demographics together. My reaction, just like me, in a complete state of shock. I cried a little bit.
He was also the most relatable person in the entire world when he talked about his unhealthy relationship with his phone.
My relationship with my phone is like, it's somewhat good, but it's like toxic, I guess I would say. I'm too into it sometimes, you know. On the other hand, it's like it's helping keep me connected to everybody.
I think every single person can relate to that. Kevin Hart is set to star in a superhero comedy called Night Wolf. The movie follows a man, who will be Kevin Hart, as he meets his future father-in-law for the first time, only to discover he is secretly the superhero known as the Night Wolf. The script is being written by two of the writers behind Pokemon Detective Pikachu. So no date that's set yet for that to come out. A second person has accused Katy Perry of sexual harassment. Earlier this week, model Josh Kloss said in 2010, Perry pulled down his pants at a party, which exposed his private area to a group of people. Kloss starred with Perry in the music video for her hit Teenage Dream. Now a TV host in Georgia named Tina Kindalicki said the singer was drunk at a party when she inappropriately touched and tried to kiss her. She rejected Perry, but said that the singer continued to act inappropriately with other guests. Kindalicki said that she went public with her accusations after hearing about how Perry treated Kloss. Coming up in the next Garbage an hour from now, this singer says he is gender fluid.
Live the web girl with the garbage. Thank you very much. All right, guys, today's a special day. It's National Joke Off Day. So I was thinking, it's National Telejoke Day.
Oh,
so I thought, you okay over there?
I'm making fun of you since you made fun of me.
Oh, trust me, my stutters are quickly resolved. Now listen. I have to hit reboot on you over there. Error. No, for real though, this is what's coming up, and I think people definitely need to voice their opinions and let us know who does the best at it. I'd like to have a joke off.
Okay.
You guys down to get together and do a little joke off?
1,000%.
Down.
I am right. Down, baby. I am ready.
As long as it's only a joke off.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep. Gather around. We're going to joke off next here on Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Yeah. Yo, it's Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. We about to have a little joke off, guys. It's right. Today is National Telejoke Day. So let's keep it clean here. And if you want to call in too, maybe you can put a smile on our face. And by all means, I'll take you. 833-563-2539. Or if you want to tweet us, Radio Now AM Show, go ahead and hit us on up. All right, Live the Web Girl, why don't you go first? Ladies first, let's hear your kid's joke.
Okay. What do you get when two giraffes collide? A graphic jam.
Oh, that was really good.
That one's good.
No, it was. It was. All right. Let me go here. Hey, guys, what do you call a dinosaur when it's asleep?
What do you call it?
A dino snore. Oh, I got a giggle out of both of you guys. All right, pork chop, you got anything?
Yeah. What's a joke? My life. No, I'm kidding. What washes up on very small beaches?
Oh, I know, jellyfish when they're dead.
Microwaves.
Okay, that was interesting.
Small beaches.
Is it my turn again?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, I've got a marriage joke.
Ooh, you must be talking about me and Lindsay. Go ahead.
Joe and Lindsay. I'm just kidding.
I stole the punchline.
I'm just
kidding. For the record, our relationship's going strong. Yesterday was 7 years since our first date.
Here's the thing. I do really love you and Lindsay, and I was just joking. But that was a good joke.
And coming up on the 29th, if you want to get us an anniversary gift, it's our four-year anniversary.
That's exciting. 4 years of marriage, babe.
It is. My parents were never married, so I'm just breaking all kinds of records here. So I guess I should actually do a... Wait, is that you? Do you have a joke, or is that your joke?
No, that was my joke.
All right. Don't be offended by this one. But what did one DNA strand say to the other DNA strand?
Let's get together.
No, it said, do these jeans make my butt look big? Get it, DNA's your genes, genetics? I am so good at this.
Honestly, my jeans did make my butt look big.
Boom, boom, boom. All right, Pork Chop, what do you got?
What three candies can you find in every school?
Candy canes, candy corns, and candy crush.
Nerds, dum-dums, and smarties.
That was a good one.
Okay.
Do you want me to go?
Sure.
Okay. What do you get when you cross a snake with a tasty dessert?
Strawberry snake cake?
A python. like a pie.
Okay. You guys ever wonder why fish are so smart? Like, do you know why they are?
Why?
Why?
Because they live in schools. Get it? That's like a thing of fish. You call them a school. Yes.
What do you call a computer that sings?
Singing disc, a CD.
I don't know.
Adele.
Oh,
we
could have
had it all.
Dude, you're getting Adele.
Okay, go ahead, Liv.
Okay, marriage is a three-ring circus: an engagement ring, a wedding ring, and suffering.
Did Lindsay write that one?
No, I don't.
This is actually a very interesting question. Maybe you guys know the answer to this. What do you call a horse that lives next door?
A horse friend, neighbor.
A saddle.
No, you guys obviously don't know this. Interesting fact here. It's your neighbor.
Oh, that was right under
us. All right, last one here. This is the last round of jokes. Let's hear what everybody has.
How do you make a tissue dance?
Oh,
put a little
it.
Boogie in it.
Oh, I knew that one.
Grandma used to teach me that one.
Okay. Doctor, I keep seeing an insect buzzing around me.
An
doctor
insect?
Says, an insect buzzing around me.
This is a complex joke.
The doctor says, don't worry. That's just a bug that's going around.
I love that Liv laughs at her jokes and can't like really get them out for all of us to enjoy, but I'm glad you like them so much.
That one was so good.
Okay, and here's the final joke, might be the best one. Hey, do you guys know how much it cost a pirate to get his ears pierced?
Booty and
no,
change.
Treasure. I don't know how much.
Oh, well, I mean, the going rate's about a buccaneer.
Oh, like a buccaneer.
Give me a D!
D!
Give me... Pork chop, you got to be on it, man. Give me a U.
U.
Give me two M's.
M-M.
Give me a Y.
Y.
Dummy of the day, that's why.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy of the day.
I love when dummies have names of famous people and we can tie it all together. For example, today's dummy of the day is a car thief and his name is Henry Ford.
Oh.
If you don't know who Henry Ford is, he's the guy that created Ford Motor Company way back in the day in Michigan. Yes, Henry Ford was arrested in Michigan.
No way.
Oh,
swear
my
to
gosh.
God, same state, same dude. Henry Ford had eluded the law since he cut off his ankle monitor and mailed it. This guy is such a BA. He mailed it to the state corrections department back in June. Like, here you go, suckas.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Now, Henry Ford has a long history of stealing cars. And yeah, I guess it's his thing, that his MO. Henry Ford led marshals on a brief car chase before he was stopped and taken into custody.
It's not his fault. It's his parents' fault for naming him that.
I was destined for it to happen. Or maybe, oh my gosh.
Yeah, go ahead.
Henry Ford came back to life and is so sad to see what has happened with cars that he is now stealing all of them.
That's it. He's like, I'm going to have to enact revenge right now
yes.
for what you've done
yes.
to my automobile.
Yes.
And what the hell's this Tesla thing?
Yes, exactly.
All right. Henry Ford is today's dummy, the dummy of the day here on Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. Come on. Yeah. It's your dog DMX. What? All right. Good morning. It's Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe. Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, our technical producer in Houston, Lenny Bree, and you at 833-563-2539. I would love for you to chime in here and share your story. Maybe it's on this list, maybe it's not. I would like to know the most stressful life moment in your opinion. In no particular order, they say here, doing your taxes, that can be pretty stressful.
That is the most stressful moment of my entire life. I can't even. That gives me anxiety just thinking about it right now.
Okay. Mine was after the new tax law implemented. I've never owed money in my life, and I owed so much money that I'm still paying it.
Well,
so.
I didn't owe any money, and also I somehow tricked my dad into just taking care of it. Again.
Okay. Well, I wish I could, but my dad's dead.
I'm sorry.
That was stressful.
This just got very awkward.
I'm just kidding. All right, some other things on there, 833-563-2539. You can guess, but also maybe share your most stressful life moment and see if it made this list here. Meeting the significant other's parents for the first time. I've always brought this up. That's not stressful for me. I really like that. Like, but were you nervous when you met your boyfriend, Jewel Daddy? Were you nervous, Liv?
No, not really. I was more excited. Actually... Thinking back to it, I was very, very nervous, and I had a really good friend who was actually, like, living in my apartment with me at the time, like, staying for a couple weeks, and he was like, I've never seen you like this before, and I was like, I'm so nervous, because I had never been on a date before, though.
All right.
So.
What about this? I mean, you've been here for a bit, but what about interviewing for a new job? Because I'm always awkward with management and bosses, like interviewing for a new job or like for me, like if a contract's coming up and like renewing it and negotiating,
right,
like
right.
I hate that stuff. That's why I try to have other people do it. I'm like, this is what I want. This is what I'd like. Make it happen.
See, interviewing for a new job. I mean, obviously it's stressful for anyone, but I think taxes is way worse. I think it's like not really that stressful. It's a little like nerve wracking a little bit, but even if I'm not qualified for the job and I don't get the job. I know that when I leave that room, I'm going to leave with them liking me.
See,
because I'm very good with people.
I feel like I'm terrible in the interview process. I feel like I've missed out on jobs in my life because I just failed the interview, but I would be good at the job. I'm just awkward.
See, sometimes it's the opposite for me. I like rock at the interview, and then they like ask me, like, I get into the other part of it where they ask me about like technical parts of the job. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't know any of that.
Some other things in there, kind of with that, they say starting a job, obviously, that kind of goes hand in hand. I would say these two are the same, they're next to each other. Planning a wedding and getting married, they're both stressful in two different ways, but they're kind of the same thing though. When you're getting married, you're the whole time you're planning it. Getting married, that's the easy part. I guess some people get nervous and pass out saying their vows, but I feel like when you're there doing the actual ceremony, that's the easy part.
Is it?
I mean, it
well,
is.
Then maybe that's how you know, like, she's the one. If you're super nervous while you're saying your vows to your future, like, significant other, your future partner, then maybe that means that, you know something's not right.
And the number one most stressful thing they say, the kind of a life moment that most people will go through, is losing your job.
I could not imagine losing my job or being fired from a job. I would say that's probably about right. Like, I would have so much anxiety. And maybe that's just because, like, right now I do live paycheck to paycheck.
Most people do. Most people live paycheck to paycheck and don't have any savings or financial backup.
I do have a savings, but that is like saved away, tucked away. It's all kind of like invested in stuff. So like I can't just take that out all willy-nilly.
Now for me, I don't know. Whenever they fire me or let me go around here, I don't know if I'm going to be mad or cry. I think I'll cry. Then I'll be mad on my own. But I think I'll cry like really bad. Like, okay, fine, you can keep your job. I think it'll be that awkward, me crying.
I think it's going to be reverse. I think at first you're going to be really mad, and then you're going to cry for like 3 days.
No, I'm telling you right now, if they pulled me in today after the show, like, hey, we're done with you, thank you, I would cry so hard. Like, but I really like the show.
Is that because you're going to miss me in Pork Chop?
No, that would probably be the happiest moment of my life. Oh, I'd be like, you know what? Actually, thank you guys. I owe you. I want to hear from some other people, though. 833-563-2539 about what they think is maybe one of the most stressful moments that they went through. Carly, thanks for hanging on. What was your stressful moment, and how did it end up?
Okay, so my stressful moment happened senior year of high school, and my dad and my stepmom had been married, have been married now for a little longer, but they had been married for 13 years, and they decided that they wanted to part ways and get a divorce. So me and my dad moved out, and within that same month, I think it was like 11 days after we had moved into an apartment, my mom got into a car wreck and was hospitalized for 2 weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
I know. And this all happened because I played basketball, and this is all during basketball season, too. So I just dealt with it by hanging around my friends and hanging around my dad and my mom and my family and just kind of dealing it, you know, pick yourself off the ground and got to go.
Now, how did it end up? Like, did things end up, like, falling apart? Did they come back together? What happened?
Actually, I think 2 months later, they ended up getting, you know, back together. We moved back in, and my mom was healthy and doing rehab and everything, and she was good, I think, 4 months after, so.
Wow. Well, that's kind of a positive ending right there. But that right there at the time, yeah. Carly, must have been super stressful. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning to Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Let's get to Austin real quick, then we'll move on from this. Austin, what's your story, the stressful life moment?
My stressful life moment was during college.
Hey, Austin, can you talk into your phone? You're stressing me out because I can't hear
you. Yeah, is this better? Can you hear me?
Yep, right into it. Whenever you call on this show, it's like you got to make out with your phone, guys. Go ahead.
All right. So mine was during college. I was a full-time college student. I had over 20 credit hours, and I had a full-time job, and I also had my son to take care of as well.
What?
Wow, were you like a single dad?
Yes and no. I didn't have my son full-time, but I had him 3 or 4 nights a week.
Wow, I mean, that's still a lot. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. I can't. 20 credit hours by itself is insane. With a full-time job, with taking care of a child, that is unbelievable.
I feel like I'm kind of dealing with that because I got Liv over here I got to take care of. This show,
oh my God.
There's a lot of hours I got to put in, Austin. I mean, it's hard work.
No, that is nothing like it.
I think I can relate to you.
Maybe.
No, hey, Austin, though, for real, thank you for calling in here to Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show.
He's saying, like, no, you jerk.
Yeah, that's a Friday edition of Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. If you missed anything, go online, RadioNowIndy.com, and check it out as far as podcasts. Make sure you subscribe. Search for us on Google Podcast, iTunes, Apple Podcasts. I mean, just pretty much anywhere. Spotify, I mean. Just search for Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. For Instagram and Twitter, it's Radio Now AM Show. And go follow the whole gang, Joe, Liv, and Porkchop. What do you got going on this weekend, Liv the Web Girl? Anything fun?
I actually have Colton's friend's birthday.
You mean Jewel Daddy?
Yes.
Sorry, we're not that personal like
Jewel
you.
Jewel Daddy, the only name you should ever call him by. but his friend's birthday, Heather, is this weekend. And so on Saturday, we're going to this place called The Grill Bar. Have you ever heard of it?
I have not. Do they grill stuff there?
Yes. So it's in like Franklin, which is like southern of Indianapolis.
Yeah.
And they have the best wings and the best burger in the entire world. And actually on Thursday nights, they do have like a wing deal that's super good. And you have to go early to make sure you get some. But I figured you'd like that, Joe, because I know that you like wings and stuff.
Yes.
So yeah, so we're going there to celebrate her birthday on Saturday. But today I have a ton of errands I have to run. I have my Cycle Bar audition right after the show. I'm going to have to like literally speed there. I'm just super busy this weekend.
Well, that sounds busy. Yeah, I'm going to have a hot boys weekend or whatever you call it. My wife's out of town at a bachelorette party, so I'm going to be hanging out with Benny and Paddington, maybe Porkchop. If you want to chill with me on Saturday, we could do a little disc golf depending on the weather. That'd be kind of fun. Get a little exercise and bro time in.
Well, I've got Sullivan's all day Saturday, and then I'm going out Saturday night. Like, I'm with someone.
With someone?
Who are you going out with?
A friend, maybe.
Is this a date?
I don't know. Maybe.
You just announced today that you and Chase are broken up. Your boyfriend.
It's just an acquaintance. Someone I mean, we broke up two weeks ago.
Why are you getting red?
We broke up 2 weeks ago. I know I announced it today.
Oh, so there's been no communication between you and your ex in these past 2 weeks?
Pretty much.
All right. Well, I'm glad you bring this up last minute because we don't have any more time to talk about this. I don't think you should go on a date, but I want an update Monday morning either way, and I want to have people's opinion because I don't think you should be dating right now. I like how you sneak that in when you know we have no time to talk about it. All right. Well, hey, seriously, though, for Liv, Porkchop, myself, Joe, we do have to get out of here, so I hope you have a good weekend. Let's say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.